The first poem I'm going to read is from Rattle, 2007, and it's my poem called Peculiar Crimes. In some countries, the bodies vanish. Not here. Little girls are unearthed from their pink, overstuffed bedrooms to kiss their plastic dolls, practicing for you. Each family is marvelous with its mistakes. An aunt kidnapped by an old lover who dropped her decorously off at her parents' house, screaming an hour later. How did she know blindfolded? Here, even snow is strange, unconscious, filling the emptiness with its tarnished whiteness, hiding the largest objects, covering up and then confessing. I trust the destitute. After all, they have nothing to lose. But then there was you, behind a fistful of chocolates and red flowers, who closed their faces to me every night. How could I have believed in your soiled, sweaty hands, leaving prints on my mirror and hairbrush, my skin and hers? They resembled sticky blossoms, unable to part from what remained. I should have known what being late meant. The shirt with its torn buttons, like missing body parts, the stain of your hair used by someone else's hands as a weapon. Not my doing. I wore rubber gloves to make you disappear, burned my favorite rose-spattered dress. I watched while snow heaved itself into your packed boxes, uncertainly, like someone wandering away from a firing squad, only to end up in front of a teenager with a shaky gun who is crying and babbling about crimes of the heart.